USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The House approving a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through much of next year. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is no fan of the bill.
This is a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
Lawmakers passed the measure today just before the night deadline to avert a looming shutdown. It includes $858 billion in military spending and nearly $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine. President Biden is expected to sign the bill tonight. A major storm system continues to impact much of the nation. As a result, winter weather watches and warnings are in effect from coast to coast.
The winds are not going to let up, and that's going to cause even more misery as far as the wind chill goes. Dangerous below zero wind chills are expected to be extensive through tonight into tomorrow, basically from the central and southern U.S. through the northeast.
Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service in Sacramento, California. At the same time, an ice storm in the Pacific Northwest continues to wreak havoc.
Interstate 84 is closed for nearly 50 miles throughout the Columbia River Gorge. More than 260 flights have been canceled at Portland International Airport, and much of public transit has been suspended. The area remains under a winter storm warning through 10 o'clock this evening. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden giving tens of thousands of federal workers a nice holiday gift, a pay raise.
By executive order, the president's raising the pay of most civilian federal workers. It's an increase of an average 4.6% starting next month. That's a much bigger bump than the 2.7% hike of this year. In the past, Congress has legislated the federal pay raise, but it was not part of this year's omnibus spending package. The order also continues the freeze on pay for senior political appointees, including ambassadors who are not career diplomats. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukrainian President Zelensky back home following his visit to the U.S. this week. In a post to Telegram, Zelensky said he was back in his office and the nation is, quote, working toward victory. He met with President Biden at the White House Wednesday and delivered remarks before a joint meeting of Congress. He called for continued U.S. support as Russia wages war against his country. Back in the States, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says it is, quote, unconscionable President Biden has yet to visit the southern border.
The fact that he doesn't go shows to me he's disconnected and he doesn't give a damn.
The Republican urged the president to go to the border to hear from the overwhelmed border agents and personnel. Republicans have criticized Biden over this for months. The Archbishop of New York preparing for Saturday's midnight mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he's excited.
Oh, it's such a moving in a jammed cathedral with hundreds of thousands of people listening and watching.
He's sharing his annual message of peace on earth and goodwill to all men, saying the sentiment comes from the angels. Gas prices are 20 cents lower than they were a year ago. That's according to AAA, as it says the nationwide average is sitting at just below $3.10 a gallon. When looking back at this time last month, just before Thanksgiving, a gallon cost about $3.61 on average. Hawaii is home to the most expensive price at $5.07 per gallon. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.